Here we go, 8:46, 14 till 9. Jeff Nowak, WWL Saints sideline reporter, joins us. Talk about the injury report, Chargers game, etc. How you doing, Jeff?
I'm doing good. Looking forward to heading out to L.A. this weekend. It's been a while. We set up residence out there, and I haven't been back, so I need
That's
to kind
true,
of check
huh?
out.
That's true, huh? I didn't realize that it was a return trip after training camp. Boy, it seems like the game against the Broncos a long time ago, which is good in a way. Tell me about the Saints injury situation.
Yeah, so it seems like they're going in the right direction, which is a nice thing to say. You know, obviously these players are not getting back this week, and you kind of know that. Derek Carr didn't practice on Wednesday. That's not a surprise. Eric McCoy still on injured reserve. Will Harris is still on injured reserve. But you did get several key players back. Pete Warner was back to practice for the first time in a while. He's missed multiple games. Taysom Hill was back to practice for the first time in a while. He's missed multiple games. Cesar Ruiz is back to practice for the first time in a while. You get the idea. He's missed multiple games. So, you know, one of the better bits of news, too, is Marshawn Lattimore's listed on here. So is Spencer Rattler, but both were full participants. So, you know, ideally, you know, a lot of these guys were limited. Ideally, they'll be full participants today, tomorrow. But, you know, it's trending in the direction of, hey, you're still going to be without your starting quarterback. You're still going to be without a few key players. But you should at least have a good number of starters back. And so that shouldn't be the reason you can't win, let's put it that way, when you go out to SoFi this weekend.
I heard somebody refer to Taysom Hill as the X Factor, which got me to thinking that he should wear an X on his jersey instead of a number. Be the Roman numeral
of
10.
I think the analogy I used was kind of like, he's kind of like a really sharp set of dentures that the offense puts in its mouth and you start eating red meat again. You know, otherwise you're kind of just you're like a turtle trying to eat a sirloin. You just don't get you can't really tear into it the way you want to, right?
You don't put in a blender or anything.
Exactly. You gotta eat smoothies, and you know, now you can kind of start to gash defenses again. So hopefully that's the case. Hopefully he's a full go. You know, he's been out for a while. He hasn't played since week four against the Falcons. So, you know, that would be nice, because I just think, you know, you'd like to see Spencer Rattler, and they're sticking with Spencer Rattler. That's what DA said on Monday, which is I think is the right way to do it. If you're going to stick with a young guy, you want to kind of build him up, you know, and still confident in him, not have him sitting there kind of waiting for the rug to get pulled out. But, you know, he's got to be better, right? And I think you kind of look at it like, okay, he had two games in the span of 5 days. That's tough for any quarterback. It's a lot more difficult for a rookie quarterback who didn't even really get any time to kind of assess his first start before his second start. So, you know, I'd like to think that with 10 days to kind of reevaluate and come up with a plan, you could see a more representative showing. And also, just like, hey, I guess one guy I didn't mention was Chris Olave. He was also back to practice dealing with a concussion. You know, you get some of these weapons back, right? Like, it's bad enough you're having to go turn to a rookie in this situation and ask him to go win you some games. It's even worse that you're putting him in a situation that he is not set up for success in. He doesn't have either starting wide receiver. He's dealing with a patchwork offensive line. Alvin Kamara, you know, we'll talk more about him, I'm sure. You know, he's dealing with a broken hand, a broken rib, hip pointer, like all these different issues. So he's not 100%. So it would be nice to see Spencer get out there in a situation where he at least has the pieces around him to succeed, because I don't think he's had that to this point.
41 is tough as tough can be. I don't know what else you could ask out of him. I'm glad to see that he got his deal. We'll talk about that in a second. One thing, you talk about patchwork offensive line. You know, Jeff, I follow this, and I had to look up number 60 to see who Kyle Hergel was during the Denver Broncos game. I really did, and I follow this. So, you know, I mean, man, I'm looking at the report here. You got Lucas Patrick and Connor McGovern, both limited practice. One of them's got to go. If not, I don't know who's going to be playing center. You?
Yeah, I would anticipate both of those guys play, right? Connor's been close. Connor has played. Lucas has been close each of the last 2 weeks. He was questionable going into the Bucs game. He didn't play. He was active for the Broncos game. I think he was kind of available as that emergency offensive lineman. But, like, just the fact that you were willing to put him in the game if you needed to is kind of indicative that with 10 days he should be ready to go this week. I think it's important. I would expect Connor to still be your center. That's going to be an interesting decision they have to make. I think you'd probably stick with Lucas at left guard and go with Connor at center. I think they like how he has played. It's tough. And, you know, I think these guys missing, it doesn't only impact that position. It impacts the guys next to them, right? Like, yep. I think Trevor Penning and Talia Sifuaga have played well, but, you know, they're going to be better when they have those veterans next to them and not kind of this this revolving door of backups.
And
I think Trevor Penning played a lot better when Cesar Ruiz was there, and you get the idea, yeah.
The offensive line, cohesiveness of the unit, man, is like a dance team. I hate to say that, but it is, really. And we had an interesting conversation with Deuce. Y'all can go back and go to WWL.com and click on my name and listen to the conversation. But he was talking about the importance of the continuity in the offensive line and so forth. And McGovern wasn't even on the team until, 4 weeks ago? Right?
Yeah, I mean, he was debating retirement. You know, he was pretty close. He was on the Jets practice squad. He was getting ready to go out to London. I think he was a couple hours from getting on the bus. And then the Saints called, and he was like, all right, I guess I'll change my flight. He caught a flight out of Newark, and he's here. Funny thing about Connor is he was debating retirement, right, before he signed on the Jets practice squad. And if he retired, he would go up to, I want to say, South Dakota and work on his family's potato farm. So he was very close to becoming a potato farmer. Instead, he put the weight back on. He came out here to play for the Saints. So, he's got a fallback.
Another great story in addition to, I got to say it, the Rattler. We'll take a break. More with Jeff Nowak when we come back. 8:52, 8 till 9, traffic now, WWO. 8:56, Tommy Tucker, WWO, back with Jeff Nowak, Saints sideline reporter. I don't want to spend a lot of time on this. Alvin Kamara's deal is done, Jeff. But even with that being said, I don't know how the man could give you any more than he's already been giving you. Thoughts?
Yeah, you know, that's the thing. You know, you look at a lot of players and you might say, hey, you know, he's probably been, you know, withholding something, you know, not giving you his all because he's kind of worried about that contract. I just don't think that's how it works for Alvin. I think he was kind of committed to doing this, you know, the right way, but for his teammates, and I think the team saw that, they rewarded that, right? And that's the right thing to do. You want players to kind of go about it this way. That's how you would like your off seasons to go. You don't want to have to deal with 2 to 3 players holding out for contracts every season. At least the Saints can now kind of, you know, look at players and say, hey, we'll do right by you. You just got to continue to do the work.
This saying a lot.
So that's a good sign.
And I've been around a while, this saying a lot, but in terms of toughness, loyalty, dependability, other than the mishap in Las Vegas, I got to make Alvin Kamara one of my favorite Saints of all time. I'm not kidding, if not the best. Let's talk about the Chargers and how they shape up. And, well, let me take a step back. Jeff, first of all, it has seemed like a long time since the Denver game. You think the Saints have kind of regrouped, and I know they got a couple of days off, right? Get everything together, get their heads together, come back, start all over?
They better have.
Yeah.
You know, they got to work better than they did against the Broncos. Because the fact is, like, that's not the team that we've seen all offseason that we're in the last 2 weeks against the Bucs and the Chargers and the Broncos. It's not the team we've seen the first 5 weeks of the season even. So I like to think that that's kind of an aberration, and you just kind of hit the end of the line with some of these injuries and some of the energy levels that you could have pulled out of guys. And that extra time off hopefully helps some guys reset. Because, you know, the biggest issue the Saints have had, stopping the run. What do the Chargers do? They run the ball. Like, they are committed to running the ball. They're going to bang their head against the wall and hope and see how long it takes to break. And, you know, hopefully the Saints can figure something out there, because you can't be a good defense if you can't stop the run. That's just the fact at the end of the day. No good defense in NFL history has been gashed on the ground the way the Saints have. So that's going to be the key. And it's kind of a broken record. You say that every week. But until they can do it, I'm going to keep saying it, you've got to find a way to stop the run.
And Jim Harbaugh is no different than any other NFL coach. They find a weakness, so what do? They step on it, right? They put the heel on it pretty much and grind?
Oh, yeah. That's what good coaches do. They identify a weakness and they attack it. And the weakness of the Saints right now is the run game, and the Chargers have a really good running back in J.K. Dobbins, who they're gonna just hammer. You know, he's got almost 500 rushing yards already, 75 yards to carry. So you're going to see a lot of them. It's going to be a matter of how you handle them.
Pete Werner expected to play?
I think he is. We'll have to see the next couple days, but I would expect him back, yeah.
All right, thank you, Jeff. Appreciate it as always. Have a good trip out to L.A. Say hello to all your friends you made out there.
Sounds good, Tommy. Thanks.
All right, you bet. 8:59, we'll take a break. We come back. We're going to talk to Walter Dublin, Associate Professor of Economics and Finance at UNO. We're going to spend some time discussing Kamala Harris's plan and Donald Trump's plan when it comes to health care, and about how the U.S. healthcare system currently works and what's left over from Obamacare and what's not. And speaking of healthcare, the Pelicans are going to need some. Zion missed last night. Hopefully he'll be back. DeJounte Murray breaks his non-shooting hand. So we'll talk to Ollie Cosell about that. Big hour coming up. Stay with us.